This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
Monday, mailbag, GC Seibert, update time. Remember the cop that in China that shot the guy in a fit of road rage?
Yeah, I remember him.
What was the line? Something about, I am with the Public Security Bureau, I'm on an errand, and I don't think anyone can challenge me.
Yeah, that was...
And then he shot the minivan driver dead after apparently they almost had an accident. So the 44-year-old cop was put to death about 2 months after that very same incident. You got to be careful just who you go shouting off and shooting at.
And the guy who did it said, I'm the official executioner for the...
challenge this.
From Rich Ireland, trust you're both well, and here's a world first I couldn't resist. And he gives us a URL that we went to, and we're not sure.
Rich, you gave us a few of these throughout the last week or so, and they sent us to a cable thing. We're confused.
Is there more?
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave the rest to your professional interpretation. Well, so far you've got it, bud.
Luckily, I know most of the stories, and they'll be coming up this week.
Love the program, although the original dog bark sign-off on the old Net Radio show had two doggy barks, and Lightspeed has just one. You've been screwing with people again.
No. That's what I'm... Rich, have you been drinking?
Again?
Has Nancy sent us an email?
I haven't heard anything from Nancy.
See?
See, if Nancy hasn't said anything, nothing's
happened.
Then the
dog is fine.
Am I right? Because I feel cheated. Oh, shut up. Cheers, guys. Rich... Ireland.
Yeah. Anyway, GC and Rich and sent us a bunch of stuff that we'll use this week. Evan Phelps. Okay, guys, notice you haven't been reading my submissions. Did I somehow offend you? Was it the bloody awful crack I made earlier about the lizard who attacks menstruating women? Yes. I haven't seen anything else since then. Since people seem so sensitive about your mispronunciation of their names, I thought I'd hop on the bandwagon as well.
Here's a man who gets it, whether or not his email gets here.
It seems that although my last name is spelled Phelps and otherwise your pronunciation would be proper, I am from the line of the family that pronounces Phelps as King of the Universe.
Actually, I think he's wrong there.
Please note this correction in future broadcasts. Consider it noted. Anyway, he got one from the paper. A guy is suing Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore for failing to protect their people from space aliens. Bryant and two others have claimed that they are getting snatched in the middle of the night and the little gray men are having their way with them in their mothership. They claim the governor has ignored his duty to identify, assess, and repel this clandestine invasion within Virginia.
The great state of Virginia.
The lawsuit is filled with talk of mysterious flying triangles and the abduction of citizens from their neighborhoods, homes, and cars, even in broad daylight. Gull. Bryant said, so far I can't even find a lawyer to take the case. But he's willing to argue it himself. He said he's been involved in the politics of UFO research for more than 40 years and directs from his home because, of course, what office space would want him. Among other things, the lawsuit seeks to order Gilmore to convene a grand jury to investigate the methods and scope of alleged alien invasion. It would also direct the Virginia National Guard to establish a quick reaction force to repel these non-human humanoid alien entities yet to be apprehended and brought to justice. Says Bryant, remember whatever the courts decide here.
Yes, right.
May affect how all Earth governments and society treat the UFL problem from now on.
It also may affect the pronunciation of the name Phelps.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis.
Send emails to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.